ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So in the mood of the Prabhupada festival, we shall read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Text 2, especially keeping in mind Srila Prabhupada. We've already discussed to some degree tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam, so we will not discuss that today. And we've also discussed about two types of transcendentalists, personalists and impersonalists, and two categories of impersonalists, Brahmavadis and Mayavadis. So we won't discuss that so much either, but we'll, as they say, chew on the remnants that have been left for us by Gopi Puranadana Prabhu. Please repeat. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahu Vimukte Tama Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam Mahanta Te Samachitta Prashanta Vimanyava Surada Sadhava Ye Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. Mahantaste samachita prashanta.
Mahantaste samachita prashanta.
Vimanya vasurida sadavo ye.
Vimanya vasurida sadavo ye.
Mahat Sevam,
service to the spiritually advanced persons called Mahatmas.
Dwaram,
the way.
Ahu, they say. Vimukte, of liberation. Tamaha
Dwaram,
the way to the dungeon of a dark hellish condition of life. Yoshitam, of women. Sangi, of associates. Sangam, association. Mahanta, highly advanced in spiritual understanding.
Te, They.
Samachitta.
Samachitta.
Persons who see everyone in a spiritual identity. Prashanta.
Prashanta.
Very peaceful.
Very peaceful.
Situated in Brahman or Bhagavan.
Situated in Brahman or Bhagavan.
Vimanyava.
Vimanyava.
Without anger.
Without anger.
One must distribute Krishna consciousness.
One must distribute Krishna consciousness.
To persons who are hostile. Without becoming angry at them.
Surada.
Well-wishers of everyone.
Sadhava.
Qualified devotees.
Without abominable behavior.
Yea.
Those who.
Translation. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The human body is like a junction. One may either take the path of liberation or the path leading to a hellish condition. How one can take to these paths is described herein. On the path of liberation, one associates with Mahatmas. And on the path of bondage, one associates with those attached to sense gratification and women. There are two types of Mahatmas. The impersonalist and the devotee. Although their ultimate goal is different, the process of emancipation is almost the same. Both want eternal happiness. One seeks happiness in impersonal Brahman, and the other seeks happiness in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the first verse, Brahma Sokyam. Brahman means spiritual or eternal. Both the impersonalist and the devotee seek eternal, blissful life. In any case, it is advised that one become perfect. In the words of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:87, asat sang tyaga, a vaishnav achar, stri sangi, ek asadu, krishna bhakta ar. To remain unattached to the modes of material nature, one should avoid associating with those who are asat, materialistic. There are two kinds of materialists. One is attached to women and sense gratification, and the other is simply a non-devotee. On the positive side is association with mahatmas, and on the negative side is the avoidance of non-devotees and women hunters. Hare Krishna. So, these instructions from King Rishabhdev to his 100 sons are very important. The first verse mentions tapodivyam, that one should perform austerity, brahma-sokyam, to achieve transcendental bliss. As spirit souls, we are by nature blissful. Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, and we are parts and parcels of Krishna. So by nature we are also blissful. Anandamaya Vyasat, according to the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra, the Absolute Truth is by nature blissful. And because we are parts and parcels of the Absolute Truth as spiritual souls, we are by nature blissful as well. And so we are always looking for happiness. But we cannot find happiness in matter, because by nature we are spiritual. We are superior to matter. And we can be happy only in the spiritual atmosphere. And Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people the chance to associate with mahatmas. And by their association, to learn the process of devotional service, tapodivyam, and achieve unlimited spiritual bliss. The Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, one who is actually wise will surrender to Krishna, knowing him to be the source of everything. And such a mahatma, such a great soul, is very rare. And Srila Prabhupada has commented that all of his disciples and followers who have surrendered to Krishna are mahatmas, and not just ordinary mahatmas. As we read, by a certain definition, even an impersonalist can be called a mahatma, but very rare mahatmas, those who have surrendered to Krishna. So in order to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire and mission, we should actually be mahatmas, and then people will benefit from our association. As Srila Prabhupada said, one cannot become a mahatma by rubber stamp. Okay, stamp him, stamp her. Okay, this one's a mahatma, this one's a mahatma. We should have the qualification. And the basic qualification is surrender to Krishna. Here, other qualities are mentioned. Samachitta, Prashanta, Vimanyava, Surida. But the basic qualification is surrender to Krishna. In the list of 26 qualities of a devotee, these are included, one way or another. But the Shastra says that of all of the qualities, one is essential, and that is Krishnaika Sharanam. One should be exclusively devoted or dedicated to Krishna. If one has that one qualification, even if he lacks in the others, he's still considered a mahatma or a sadhu. And even if one has the other 25, but lacks in the one qualification of Krishnaika Sharanam, having taken exclusive shelter of Krishna, one is not considered a mahatma. So, at least in principle, all of the devotees who have surrendered to Krishna through Srila Prabhupada and Parampara are mahatmas. They're sadhus. Their association should be sought. We should engage in their service. And by doing so, we will progress on the path of liberation. So, now how does one develop the qualities of a mahatma? Or one could even say, how does one become a mahatma? The answer is by serving another mahatma, mahatseva. This is the process of devotional service. This is the process of parampara. One serves his or her spiritual master, who is a mahatma, who in turn has served his spiritual master, who is a mahatma, who in turn served his spiritual master, who is a mahatma, and all the way back to Krishna. And in this way, we can become mahatmas, we can become qualified as mahatmas. This verse resembles a verse that Srila Prabhupada spoke on in Juhu. And he spoke on that verse in a very personal way. The verse is Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-20. Many of you know it. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sadushu krito moksha dwaram apavritam. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. Moksha dwaram apavritam. And what are the qualities of such a devotee? Some of them are mentioned in the next verse. Titikshava karunika surida sarvadehina ajata shatrava shanta sadhava sadhubhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. Srila Prabhupada was lecturing on Lord Kapila's instructions on devotional service to Devahuti every evening in the midst of the great struggle to get the Juhu land. And when he came to these verses, he related them very personally to his own struggle, as Srila Prabhupada notes in the synonyms to today's verse. One must distribute consciousness to persons who are hostile without becoming angry at them. We are bound to meet people who are hostile in the course of preaching. And in Juhu, there was a whole clique, as Prabhupada said, of people who were envious, greedy, they wanted the land, and hostile. So, Srila Prabhupada expressed his thoughts. He had come there to help the people of Bombay, in particular, because people are absorbed in the animal propensities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending with no sense of God consciousness. And they're suffering. And so Paradukaduki, a Vaishnava, feels sorry for the sorrow of others. And therefore he tries to relieve them by preaching Krishna consciousness. But people are such, some people are such, they don't like to hear the words of sadhus. They are envious. And Srila Prabhupada said there are two types of envious people. are two types of envious creatures, the envious person and the envious snake. And of the two, the envious person is more dangerous. An envious snake can be pacified by mantras or medicinal herbs. But an envious human being cannot be pacified by any means. So the sadhu is ajata-shatrava. He has no enemies. But Srila Prabhupada said sometimes people become inimical to a sadhu, not due to any fault of the sadhu, but just due to their envious nature. And he addressed the audience, he said, you know, we have had so many difficulties here at this Hare Krishna land. We have so many enemies. They're saying that they are referring to the devotees. They're Americans. They're CIA. They're this. They're that. And Prabhupada said, but they're not thinking they're Americans or Russians or Chinese. They're just thinking that they're servants of Krishna. And they have no other business than to serve Krishna. From 4 in the morning until 10 at night, their only business is to serve Radha and Krishna. But still, we have so many enemies. Calling them foreigners, CIA agents. So what to do? Tatikshava. What else can you do? Tolerate. Tolerate all their nonsense and go on with our mission. He said, I've got 100 centers all over the world. Okay. If the people of Bombay don't like us, we'll go away. We don't have to stay here. We have many other centers. But no, we will not go. Karunika, because the sadhu is merciful, and Tatikshava, tolerate all this nonsense, out of mercy for the fallen souls bereft of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada spoke more. I can't repeat the whole talk. But at the end, Srila Prabhupada sort of gave a blessing to his disciples who were serving him there under such difficult circumstances, that by serving such a Mahatma, one is blessed to develop the same qualities as the Mahatma. And that is our process, and I would dare to say our only hope, to serve Srila Prabhupada and his line, and to develop his qualities. There's another important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which I'm sure many of you know. Sushushayo Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra punyatirtha nishevanat. By serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva, Krishna. So, you can see the similarity in the different qualities mentioned here. The result of serving a Mahatma is that one develops the qualities of the Mahatma. And in this particular verse, from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that by serving a Mahat, one develops attraction or taste for the messages of Krishna, Vasudeva Kataruchi. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this taste, this ruchi, is the first qualification for one who is interested in gaining admittance into the transcendental service of the Lord in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada says that the Lord is more eager to get us back home, back to Godhead, than we can imagine. Most people are not even interested in going back to Godhead. But if one makes a little effort in the direction of going back to Godhead by serving a devotee, the Lord will help the person. And that is something that we have all experienced. We would not be here right now if we had not served Srila Prabhupada directly and by serving his servants. We wouldn't be here. What is our qualification? We have no qualification. We were pretty much in that other category of materialist people, like animals, engaged in the animal propensities. So how could an animal become not even just a human being, but a devotee, or an aspirant to become a devotee? How is it possible that people, well, I can't speak for all of you, but I'm just using the plural, but how is it possible that people who were as lowly and fallen as us could be picked up and established in a position that is considered to be durlabha, very rarely achieved? It's very rarely achieved. I remember when I first joined the Boston Temple, I asked Satsvarupa Das, who was the temple president, you know, within, I don't know, I'd been there for a couple of weeks maybe, and I'd heard all these different terms, you know, gyanis, karmis, yogis, and all these different categories and rankings of different categories. And I was trying to learn, you know, still not very clear on many points, but I was trying to learn. So I asked Satsvarupa Maharaj, in these different categories, where do devotees fit? And he became very, like, humble and shy, and he looked down and said, well, devotees are at the top. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. People like us, who are in the gutter like pigs. We recently heard about pigs the other day. People like pigs in the gutter, wallowing in the filth and enjoying the stool of material existence. How is it possible that we could become Mahatma Sudurlabha? It's only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, a true Mahatma. Now, this, oh boy, so much to say, so little time to say it in. I'll speak on this word prashanta. This word prashanta means peaceful. That word was quoted in another verse by Srila Prabhupada in Juhu in a way that was personal, but in regards to my lowly self. Bhavantam evanucharam nirantara prashanta vishesha manoratantara kadaiham akantika nitya kinkara praharshayishyami sanata jivita. At the time that Srila Prabhupada quoted that verse on Juhu Beach, I was feeling especially miserable. I can't even explain why, but the verse explains. But I was feeling especially wretched and miserable. And somehow on the walk, Srila Prabhupada quoted the verse. I'd never heard it before. It does appear in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita twice, but Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita hadn't been published yet. They didn't have the marathon yet, so we didn't have that mercy yet in that form. But we got it through Srila Prabhupada. And basically, he said, there are two words. The last two words of the verse are sanata jivita. So nata means master, like Vaikunthanath, the master, lord of Vaikuntha, Radhanath, the lord and master of Srimati Radharani. So one word is sanata, which means with master, and the other word is anatha, which means without master. Srila Prabhupada said that the goal of life is to become sanata, to have a master whom we can serve, who will care for us and protect us. And of course, the Supreme Master is Krishna. This verse was actually spoken by Dabir Khas and Sakir Malik, who later became Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they first met Lord Chaitanya. They wanted him to become their master. And the word anatta, without master, in a more literal well, I don't know if you say literal, but in a dictionary translation, means orphan. If someone does not have a master to serve, he's an orphan. And then Srila Prabhupada pointed out some of the dogs on Juhu Beach. At that time, there was a very sort of stout and strong gentleman walking on the beach, well built with his white shirt and white short pants. And he had a dog on a leash, and that dog was also very stout and strong, and they were both like very confident walking down Juhu Beach. So Prabhupada said the dogs who have masters are very peaceful and happy because they know I have my master to take care of me. I don't have to worry about anything. And then he pointed, Srila Prabhupada pointed to some street dogs. And they're like very thin and scraggly and scrawny. And he said that these poor fellows, they are always in anxiety. They don't know where they will spend the night. They don't know where they will get food. Children throw stones at them. Bigger dogs bark at them. They're always in anxiety because they're anatta. They have no master to look after them. And at one stage, he stopped walking. You know, he planted his cane in the sand. And because I was sort of towards the back of the crowd around Prabhupada, and I could see his eyes just like full of, I think, tears of love. Anyway, his voice was full of compassion. And, he looked right at me and said, so our goal is to become Sanatha. Have master. And what is the result of being Sanatha, having a master, gaining the shelter of a Mahatma? Prashanta. One becomes peaceful. And one becomes free from material desires. And this is also a very interesting word. Compound, manorata. Rata means chariot, we know. Rata, ratyatra. And mana means mind. So literally, you could say manorata means the chariot of the mind. And on the walk, Srila Prabhupada was saying the chariot of the mind is always dragging us here and there, here and there. We're after this sense gratification, after that sense gratification, or this facility for sense gratification, that facility, here, there, here, there. But again, the dictionary definition is material desires. So when one becomes Sanatha, when one has a fitting master to serve, he becomes prashanta, peaceful, and jubilant. Aham prahishyami. One becomes jubilant, sanatha jivita, to have, well, sanatha jivita literally means to have a living master, perfect living master, and to always serve Kinkara. So that is it's our hope, it's our salvation, it's our everything, to have ultimately Krishna, but in a more immediate sense, through disciplic succession, have the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, to be sanatha, with that fitting master, and not be anatha, orphans, stray dogs, just so vulnerable. Stray dogs are so vulnerable. We all are, without the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. I'm not quite sure how much time we have. I guess I'll just tell one more story because it's so appropriate, and it's very appropriate. This is so important. This word samachitta. Persons who see everyone in a spiritual identity. You know, it's. You could say it's almost in stark contrast to the other line, tamodvaram yoshitam sangi sangam, where one is making that kind of distinction. But samachitta is the internal mood of the mahatma. He sees everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Now, this is also a very instructive discussion. Srila Prabhupada was invited to Indore by the Gita Bhavan for the occasion of Gita Jayanti. And during the course of the 10-day festival, Prabhupada was also invited by an organization called the Gita Samiti, the Gita Society, to speak. And that, so he went there, spoke. Then the next day, a group of men came to meet him. They were very, actually a lot of people like that came to meet Srila Prabhupada. They had their own opinions. And they would ask questions, not to get the answers because they felt that they were ignorant fools, which they were, but to test Srila Prabhupada to see if he agreed with them. And one afternoon, Prabhupada would like meet people in the afternoon, like 4 to 6. One afternoon, he actually complained that they come with their own opinions, and they want to see if I agree with their opinions. And if I agree, they think, "Oh, Swamiji is very good." And if my opinion differs from theirs, they think, "Oh, this Swamiji is not so good." So this group came. They had many ideas, Hindu ideas and new shlokas. And so Srila Prabhupada said that our mission, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is to present the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and to present the speaker of the Gita, Lord Krishna, as he is. And to expose everyone who is not presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is, or Krishna as he is. So immediately they got riled up, just by that. So they got riled up. And they said, what do you mean by that? What do you mean, not presenting it as it is? And then Prabhupada said, just like last night, I went to the Gita Samiti. They didn't have a single picture of Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. The whole conclusion of the Gita is to surrender to Krishna. And they didn't even have a picture of Krishna. That means they haven't understood the Bhagavad Gita. So one of the men, they all tend to be impersonalists, like we're discussing. Anyone who's not a pure devotee, some way or the other, is impersonal. So the one man said, well, they had a lamp. So Prabhupada said, what is this lamp? Where do you find in the Bhagavad Gita lamp? He said, lamps are common everywhere in India. Every temple has lamps. Prabhupada, it really got quite intense. He was like pounding his fist on the table, saying, where does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita that you worship a lamp? So then they got very defensive. They got very defensive, and they didn't like that Prabhupada was criticizing everyone else and saying that he was presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is and no one else was. That he was presenting it in the right way and everyone else was presenting it in the wrong way. So they said, you should be equal to everyone. Like here, you know, Samachit, you should be equal to everyone. Why are you discriminating? Why are you distinguishing that you're presenting it in the right way and other people are presenting it in the wrong way? Prabhupada said, well, if you see everyone equally, why are you finding fault with me? I'm not on that platform. I'm not on that platform. I make distinctions. But if you're on that platform, then why are you finding fault with me? So then they said to Prabhupada, well, you should come to that platform. So then Prabhupada quoted this verse, Vidya Vinay Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Sopake Cha Pandita Samadarshana, that one who is on that level of Samadarshana, he sees everyone equally. He sees the Brahmin, gentle, you know, Vinay, gentle and learned Brahmin, and a dog, Suni, the same. That is the highest level. He doesn't distinguish between pious and sinful activities. Someone is supposed to take birth as a Brahmin because of his pious activities. And another living entity is supposed to take birth as a dog because of his sinful activities. So to see a Brahman and a dog the same means that one doesn't distinguish between virtue and sin. He sees everyone the same. He sees everything the same. But I'm not on that level. I say that you are not surrendering to Krishna, so you are sinful. So then, I can't believe this discussion. So then the one man said, they've made many mistakes in the Shastra. He was saying, you mean if you don't distinguish between someone who's a murderer and, you know, then the other one said, well, you know, they made many mistakes in the Shastra. And Prabhupada said, okay, you're finding fault with Vyas now? I'm sorry, I can't talk with you. Please get out. You're finding fault with Vyas? I'm sorry, I can't speak with you. You can go. So then, then they said, well, you know, every acharya should make some contribution. He should do something beyond what his predecessors have done. Prabhupada said, no, I'm not making any contribution. I just follow what my predecessors have done and said. I just repeat what they say. So, it was like really getting heated. They didn't want to leave. That was one good thing. They didn't want to leave. They stayed. And then, I don't remember exactly, I think at some stage, maybe one of the devotees was sort of, there was like a little lull, tense silence. And he was like pointing out how Prabhupada had made people, devotees all over the world, all different types of people. And then Prabhupada said, this is my Samadarshina. That I thought, why Krishna should be only for the Hindus? Krishna should be for everyone. He said, that is my Samadarshina. And that is my contribution to my predecessors. That for the first time in the history of the line, that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita have been presented all over the world, and people all over the world have accepted the teachings and become devotees of Krishna. Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai. Said, that is my Samadarshana, and that is my contribution. And they were stunned. They realized they had met their match, more than their match, and they became very respectful. Somehow they became humble and they became respectful. They said, yes, what Swamiji has done is wonderful. No one else has done such. So I think we will end now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.